Leading our news this morning, the families of asylum seekers killed and injured when their boat crashed on rocks off Christmas Island 4 years ago are now suing the federal government. 50 people died in that tragedy. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has praised the bravery of those who helped rescue survivors.
And they have been rightly praised for their heroism and their bravery and what they did on that terrible morning to save the number of lives that they did in that terrible, terrible incident.
Scott Morrison there. Formula One champion Michael Schumacher is out of a coma. He's now left the French hospital where he's been treated since a devastating ski accident back in December. The 45-year-old German will continue his rehabilitation at a hospital in Switzerland. The United States is considering airstrikes to help the Iraqi government fend off the Sunni insurgency. Hardline Islamic militants have seized control of another town, Tal Afar. The town lies between the Syrian border and the northern city of Mosul, which fell to those rebels last week. A judge in Egypt will hand down his verdict next week in the five-month trial of Australian journalist Peter Gresta. Mr. Gresta and two of his Al Jazeera colleagues are accused of broadcasting false news and of aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Prosecutors are demanding a jail sentence of at least 15 years.